This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in San Francisco for T10P, the Decentralization Conference. We've had the pleasure of interviewing a number of really interesting folks here. What has been a fantastic conference thus far. All about decentralized. So blockchain, technology, Bitcoin, currencies. But more than that, Arcade City, for instance, is here. They're decentralizing rideshare. In fact, we appreciate the fact that Arcade City actually sponsored us to come out to this event. So big thanks to them. Of course, you can go to arcade.freetalklive.com to learn more about Arcade City. And you know what, Mark? I just realized we haven't talked about any of our regular sponsors tonight, and we probably should have done so. Is there anyone in particular that you want to throw out there?
You know, we got
Jax usually, MyPillow.com. And
well, I think Jax.io got mentioned here. And what Jax is frankly, it's the best wallet I've been able
John
to
find. John McAfee mentioned that he has Jax on his phone.
Jax is a great wallet. It allows you to hold Ether. It also allows you to hold Bitcoin. Also allows you to hold DAO tokens. I find the interface to be fantastic. It's Jax.io.
Yeah, I highly recommend Jax. If you've never had a Bitcoin wallet before, or even if you're, you know, old school, you've been around Bitcoin for a long time, Jax will let you hold Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. Very, very cool. So we've got a special guest here, Vinny Lingham, the co-founder and CEO of Civic. But you also apparently created Gift.com, which many people in the Bitcoin sphere are familiar with.
And people outside of the sphere, too.
When I heard, oh, this guy was from Gift, then, wow, okay, that's a big deal. Vinny, what is Civic, and welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good to be here. Thanks. So Civic is a identity protection network. What we're doing is we're allowing consumers to take control of the identity, and we offer some basic identity protection services. So you get $1 million free ID theft protection, insurance for life, 24/7 support, and real-time notifications and alerts when someone's using your social security number on a credit bureau or through our network. And that's all free for consumers for life.
Free. But how come they sell it? Other organizations are selling this.
Yeah.
What are you doing to generate money then?
So
is this a hobby of yours?
Not quite. So we have a better business model. Typically, consumers are paying between $100 and $400 a year for similar services.
Yeah.
But we basically said, look, what are the basics that you need? What are the most important things? We put it together in a very low cost but effective way to get it to consumers. And we think that we have a better way of protecting your identity. We think that if people are involved with when the information is used, you can create better systems to prevent ID theft and abuse. So what we've done is we've created this network of consumers, and we connect the network to businesses. So if someone is trying to open up a bank account using your credentials and you're registered on our platform, the bank will basically tell us, we're using very secure private communication systems. We're basically hash social, so there's no personally identifiable information is ever swapped between us. But the bank would say, this person, Mark, is applying for a credit card. Is he on your network? And if the answer is yes, then instantly you get a notification on your phone saying, hey, Mark, a bank account's being opened up with this bank in your name. Is this you? And if you hit no, that account does not get opened.
Wow. Right? Wow.
Now, I mean, how many banks are going to be in on this agreement with you? I mean, is it every bank in the whole world or a certain percentage of them?
Eventually, that's our goal. Eventually, it's to create this massive network with every company in the world that needs to use consumer identity information connecting to us, because we want to be the market leader. We're the first. It's our concept. We're first to market. We just launched yesterday. The thing is, We don't necessarily need the companies themselves to connect to us. Mm-hmm. We are connecting through their partners. So, for example,
like the TransUnion or Experian.
We signed a deal with TransUnion. They have thousands of companies, obviously.
Wow.
Now with the credit bureaus, it's a little bit different because they don't have the direct connectivity to decline an account. But you'll get an alert straight away that your account's been open. And we have agents who can resolve that issue for you. But the long term goal is we get to a point where you can decline it. And so the companies we have stocked them with companies like OnFido and GoodHire. These are companies that do background checking for tens of thousands of other companies. So when someone tries to apply for a job and maybe use your social security number or pretend to be you applying for a job at a company, that company runs a background check.
Right.
And now those background checks are going to start going through the Civic network, and you'll get notified on your phone. And if it's not you applying for the job, you can decline the job application on your phone. We're working with similar companies in the medical space. We partnered with a company called Circle Medical. If someone tries to get healthcare using your medical insurance benefits or cards, because you know, typically there's no photo ID on these medical cards. You can go in and say, hey, I'm this guy, and they kind of ask you for ID, and if you're really sick or you don't have it with you, they're going to let you get medical attention. So these are the companies we're working with, and anyone who uses ID information would come to our network to verify identity.
So this is going to kill identity theft. This is a really great concept. How did you come up with this idea, Vinny? I mean, did it just come to you while you were taking a shower one day? Explain it to me.
I was, this idea,
I mean, the idea of consumer protection, that's been around for 10 years or something.
Yeah.
But you've really changed it, and it's going to increase buy-in from consumers because it's free.
Yes.
Or, low.
It's free. We'll never charge consumers for this. It doesn't make sense for us.
You know, they have their information or whatever. But, yeah, but they've got a little bit of work that they've got to do.
Sure.
So it's free in that way. And then,
but it's so quick. I mean, people are signing up in under 3 minutes on our site. It takes three minutes. 3 minutes.
So it's open right now for
sign-ups.
It's
open right now.
How did you find out the idea?
Civic.com.
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 How did you figure it out?
It's an evolutionary idea. I've had about a decade thinking about civil rights, things like voting, things like... This is a starting point for a much bigger play around civil liberties, I think.
Explain me how.
Well... So we have more products coming in the pipeline.
My brain's not working as fast as yours is. Clearly, go ahead, tell me.
So, well, I can't give away too much. But
okay,
but let's just say that you know the end goal one day would be you. Because of the mobile device you're using, you could vote in an election and be more active and engaged in government, in local government, in any election because we can verify that you are in front of your device and you're casting your vote. If more people voted, we wouldn't have the disparity we have right now in representative. So I call it delegated democracy. Democracy in its form doesn't work right now, okay? But if you were able to delegate votes, or you were able to vote on issues which are important to you and find others who wanted to vote, and you could verify that and create zero friction. You have to go stand in line. I'm from Africa. I grew up in South Africa.
Hmm.
And to go vote at the 94 elections when Mandela was released from prison, it took people 2 days standing in line to go vote. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane.
To exercise your democratic rights.
Well, it's happening in the United States, too.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the votes are, they don't get counted properly.
Sure.
It's a horrible, horrible situation.
People are frightened to death of voting machines.
Exactly.
If you could have a verified, this is who you are.
If you could vote on the blockchain.
Yeah.
If you could use the blockchain and tabulate votes in real time and you could verify identities, you would not have voter fraud. You would not have any of these issues. Now, it's going to take us a decade to get there, and Civic wants...
Yeah, good luck convincing the politicians, right?
That's what I'm saying. It'll take a decade. It might take two. Who knows? But there are enough applications for voting, which are not national government, that could make this very interesting as a platform.
Lots of private organizations.
Absolutely. Vote. Shareholder votes, etc. Yeah.
And types of votes, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be first past the post with one vote for one person. You could vote your top three favorite candidates or whatever, and that would change the dynamic.
Approval voting or whatever.
Well, and making government work faster, being able to speed up ballots, being able to speed up measures being passed, those sorts of things. Now,
can we speed up the end of government with this system?
Government is supposed to be representative of the views of the people. The problem is, in its current form, government is not representative of the majority of the views of the people. And so democracy in its current form is broken. I think everyone can agree to that.
Yes.
And so, look, is Civic going to fix democracy? No. I don't think we're going to fix it. But are we going to give an alternative view of the world, which maybe hopefully inspires people to do it differently? That's possible. We have ambitious goals to build out voting technology, et cetera, and we've been pretty open about that. But it starts with an identity network, and it starts with making sure people are actively engaged. The next question you're going to ask is like, well, how do we trust Civic? What happens if you guys have 50 million users?
And
you guys get hacked. We're building our systems, and we'll announce this later this year with the architecture, and we've filed patents on it. We're building our system in such a way that we will not be the weak point in the system. It's going to be very much a peer-to-peer-based identity platform, which...
Do decentralized.
Totally decentralized. And allows us to be active in multiple countries, not in breach of any privacy laws, etc. So we've actually designed a very powerful platform.
Well, we're looking
this.
Forward to continuing to hear about it, but we're out of time for today. Vinny Lingham from Civic. You can go sign up right now and get the service for free.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Civic.com. It's Free Talk Live from BTN.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at D10E, the Decentralization Conference, San Francisco at the Marriott Marquis Hotel.
my first time at D10E. It's, I think, sort of like the first ever D10E, although there was one previously in Europe or something like
this
that.
This is the first, I can tell you this, it's the first virtual reality streamed conference in the world ever.
So that's pretty cool. And there's a, really just a lot of interesting technology-type people here, a lot of blockchain, Bitcoin people, cryptocurrency people. The Dash cryptocurrency is over there. And we're here thanks to Arcade City, who actually sponsored our appearance at this event, which is awesome. I really didn't even know that until we just got here. Even though, Mark, you claim you told me, I completely didn't retain that information. I had invited you on, Chris, without even really knowing that you were bringing us here.
So thank you, Christopher David.
Just because you're worth talking to, period, regardless. You didn't buy this interview. I just want to make that clear. You're here because I really enjoy having you on the show, and you're a great speaker. And
thank you.
Arcade City is awesome. So for our listeners who are, let's say, tuning in for the first time tonight, what's the Arcade City elevator pitch? What is it?
Arcade City is decentralizing ride-sharing. We are intending to compete with Uber using more decentralized organizational models in addition to blockchain technology for payments and generally just building an unstoppable ride-sharing service.
Yeah, I was excited. Last night we hung out and you were talking with Paul from Airbits. And just there's obviously some really cool things going on right now with Arcade City as you guys are gearing up to launch the big app, the real app. There was sort of a proof of concept app that came out earlier this year that got pulled down from the you decided to pull it down from the app stores, and you've been developing this new app ever since. Now Uber and Lyft decentralized taxis, basically they sort of decentralized transportation. You said you want to decentralize ride sharing, so you're going even further with Arcade City into the idea of decentralization. What's the benefit of that?
There's a number of benefits. One is that it allows us to be tremendously flexible in the kind of service. I don't even say we offering the service, but there are services that are offered that can be way more niche specific or even different verticals, like beyond ride sharing. We have people already, there have already been people renting out homes completely peer-to-peer under our spin-off Arcade B&B brand that someone just decided to, you know, kind of riff on this idea of, hey, two people, two consenting adults should be able to transact privately and contract and make whatever arrangements that they want, and to just do so under a brand that, you know, look, as a company, we're going to be providing tools to facilitate these peer-to-peer transactions, but it's a beautiful things happen when you just step back and allow market forces to emerge. And, you know, what it means for drivers is that they are free to be entrepreneurs. We don't have this tight-fisted control over drivers' fares and how much money they make over time. I mean, you ask any Uber driver that's still on the platform after a number of months, and, you know, Uber cuts rates and the drivers are screwed.
They're burning them.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. I was driving for a little while for Uber just to try it out and see what it was like, and it's a fun thing to do to take people around, but dealing with Uber the corporation is absolute hell. They've actually had me waitlisted for like 3 or 4 months, and they won't even explain to me why. They're saying there's some sort of investigation, and I believe
you're five-star rated.
I am five stars, and so I believe that there are some of the local haters in Keene who, and I know for a fact, they sent complaints to Uber. And maybe that's what it is, but Uber won't even begin to tell me what it is. If I were actually making a living off of ride sharing, I'd be super pissed because they would have completely pulled away. You know, I was just doing it for fun, so it's not the end of the world for me. But if I was trying to feed a family or pay the rent with this, I'd be livid at this, and I'd certainly be looking at other options. And so Arcade City comes in and says, hey, Uber Lyft drivers, you know, how'd you like to set your own rates? That's the one of the biggest changes I think that you guys are doing, besides all the other decentralization aspects, is Uber, you know, decides, oh, we'll pay you 80%. Oh, and then all of a sudden it's 75%. And before you know it, it's probably going to be down to 70%. And then they decide what the amount is per mile that each city has. It's completely centrally controlled in that way.
Yeah, we're seeing a similar trend occurring now in it's going to be industry after industry, but much of what Bitcoin has been doing in the financial industry, disintermediating transactions, you know, allowing there to be, for example, you know, remittance, you know, you don't need to pay Western Union 30% if you have basic infrastructure, people can connect with Bitcoin and just exchange that on both ends of the transaction. That same idea of disintermediating these relationships where there's this, you know, tight corporation or and eventually government, these services are going to be increasingly decentralized. So, you know, the question is, how do we accelerate that? How do we speed that up? And it, you know, it's a nice benefit additionally that we're going to be allowing, you know, people to pay with Bitcoin in the app, because that's going to let us drive adoption and get more of that kind of foothold in place where people start to think about decentralization.
Well, it's one of the other things that, speaking of payments, that's one of the other things that Arcade City allows the drivers to decide is, how do they accept payments? If you're doing Uber or Lyft, it's credit cards and that's it. You know, it's built into the app. But in Arcade City, if I want to take cash, if I want to take trade, if I want to take, you know, whatever, you know, cryptocurrencies,
gold,
credit cards,
chickens,
gold,
whatever,
yeah, anything at all, it's completely up to the driver.
Payment has been made in tacos. It's Austin, so, you know, tacos are a big thing there.
And that's something I wanted to talk about in greater detail was, you know, what's going on in Austin, why you have moved temporarily from New Hampshire, where you live on the seacoast, down to Austin, Texas, this tech hub, this tech capital, where the city council basically ran Uber and Lyft out of town with their oppressive regulations. They wanted to fingerprint and background check all of the drivers. Now, Uber and Lyft already do their own background checks, but they said, you know what, this fingerprinting stuff, this is too much. See you later. And they left. And there were, I don't know how many thousands of drivers in Austin.
10,000.
10,000 drivers. I mean, this is a city of 850,000 people.
Percentage of them.
So those 10,000 people were completely left out in the cold by these companies leaving the city. And I don't blame them for leaving. I mean, screw the government. All those rules suck. But these people wanted to make a living. They like driving people around. And so you decided, you know what? Arcade City, we don't even have the app done. We're going anyway. You went into Austin and you made a huge splash there. What? How did you? You know, what? How did you get the idea, or how did this Facebook group start that ended up attracting tens of thousands? What, 30,000 at the last time I checked? Members who are actually actively looking for rides, giving rides, all in a Facebook group. How did you get that started?
Yeah, this is another idea that we didn't come up with. Centrally at corporate, you know, it arose out of our, you know, kind of our grassroots pretty much. Back at the end of January, Uber pulled out of Midland, Texas. Similar situation. And, you know, our app was still two or three weeks, our initial app was still two or three weeks away from being launched. Well, we had some drivers who had signed up who were kind of waiting for the app that were in Midland, Texas. And on their own initiative, they just created a Facebook group called Arcade City Midland Request a Ride. And they just started adding people to it. And then that really took off. It got in the local media, and, you know, a few thousand people joined, which for Midland was a lot. And Midland, until Austin, was our largest network.
Hold that thought. I want to continue here in the next segment. More with Chris David from Arcade City. If you want to get signed up, sign-ups are open right now. Drivers, riders, if you're interested in Arcade City, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. It's super easy. arcade.freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Mark here with Chris David from Arcade City. We're at D10E. More coming up.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at D10E. D10E.org is the website. You can actually watch the presentations on YouTube. Just search for D10E. You'll see from the virtual reality cameras that they actually have here in the presentation rooms. As always, we're talking with the movers and the shakers in the business, not just of cryptocurrency, but of decentralization. This is the decentralization conference. And so, of course, Chris David is here from Arcade City. He's taking the idea of ride sharing, which already did some decentralization on transportation, and is decentralizing that even further, getting rid of the idea of this sort of mega corporation setting rates for drivers, telling drivers, you know, what to do. And I think it's really exciting. I've been behind the idea of Arcade City since I first heard about it. And it's always great having you on the show, Chris. You were telling us about how things kind of got viral down in Midland, Texas. And then you were going to explain, you know, what happened in Austin, which has been just phenomenal so far.
Yeah, so we had known entirely unplanned that this idea of just creating a Facebook group and letting people connect peer-to-peer not only worked. I mean, we basically filled this gap in Midland in a major way. Got tons of media coverage, tons of people signed up. Midland was our largest network, and then the app came out and people used that, but that was our largest network for months because we kind of seeded it with this kind of peer-to-peer self-organizing thing. So when we pulled our app down and when the same situation looked like it was going to happen in Austin, you know, we had kind of 48 hours warning, and we just kind of put out the call like, hey guys, like, we need to do the same thing.
Yep.
So the same guy who made the Midland group, who's now our Texas state director, you know, directed him to create the Austin version of that. By this point, our network was larger, so we had our entire network kind of promote that and, you know, make an effort to recruit local leaders, and it massively took off. Same cycle that we had Midland, you know, starting to dominate the news cycle and that kind of thing, except in a, you know, much larger city. And Austin now, it's become a force. There's 38,000 people in this group.
I can't even imagine how to have a group that large.
Yeah, it's working beautifully to the point that even media, like journalist people, like take rides and have been reporting on their experiences with Arcade City, and they've been almost universally like amazed at that. Like, why is this working so well? Like, my driver was really sweet. Like, there have been no incidents. Like, it's like a hard time wrapping their head around it.
And the Austin authorities, who want to put their thumb on everything, not just Austin authorities, the authorities, and in this case, the authorities in Austin, they want to put their thumb on it, and they've attempted to go after you directly because they don't know how to control your network.
Well, they actually showed up at the offices, and I don't like calling them authorities. It suggests they actually have some authority. This is just a criminal gang that is willing to rule by violence over people. They showed up, their gang members showed up, costumed gang members, what, six, ten of them?
Six of them.
Police officers showed
only
up.
Six.
Yeah, right. They showed
six
up
for you.
They basically raided your office looking for you a few days ago. It was about a week ago, I guess, when that happened. You actually happened to be the Austin offices. You happened to be in Toronto, I believe, at the time for some other conference. So you weren't there. Were they trying to arrest you, serve you with some sort of court paperwork? Do you have any idea what happened there?
We know from statements that they made to the media that they were there to serve me or any corporate officer of Arcade City with a citation for operating a TNC, a transportation network company, illegally, despite the fact that we've been very clear since day one in Austin that Arcade City is not a TNC. Mm-hmm. We don't even have our app out yet. It's just a Facebook group. So they were there to hand a fine, which is a Class C misdemeanor, $500 per day fine citation to me. And it's interesting reading the articles where these two, like, Austin Transportation Division officers requested the presence of police. These four officers with APD came in, like, in case I declined to sign the citation. What were they going to do? Were they going to force me to? Were they going to arrest me if I didn't? We don't really know, but it's a little concerning that six officers, like, apparently had nothing better to do that day.
I'm sure the people of Austin are well served.
So, you're going back. You know, some people were saying, oh, Chris, you should stay out of Austin. You're going back, and you actually plan to meet with these goons at some point. So things are getting even more interesting there in Austin. I'm hoping you'll continue to update our audience on how this develops. I mean, you are a target at this point. I mean, you are a threat
simply
to the status quo.
Helping people, you know, facilitating people getting together and sharing rides.
Well, right, but you know that when you help people do things in the business world, if the government doesn't get a cut, they get really pissy about that.
There isn't a cut when it comes to Arcade City, necessarily.
Well, right, because as we were saying, if an Arcade City driver wants to accept cash, they can do that, and you don't get... Arcade City doesn't see anything from that. In theory, when the app comes out, there'll be maybe credit card acceptance through the app, Bitcoin, and then, you know, you might be able to get a cut of that. But, you know, as you're saying right now, by their definitions, you don't believe that Arcade City is a TNC, a transportation network company.
No, and, you know, this is really the same, very similar thing that happened in Portsmouth with Uber and, you know, coming under fire by the local authorities. And
that was about a year ago, actually.
And we ended up winning. I mean, that was used as kind of a case study as they wrote this state law and, like, what not to do. And we ended up going and influencing that process so that the law that was passed was not just pro-Uber, but ended up being pro-rideshare. New Hampshire now has the best TNC law in the country. So, you know,
means what?
Transportation network company.
Okay.
Not that we are ourselves going to be a TNC, but we're going to facilitate the creation of others that are going to, like, participate in our ecosystem. But Austin is really just we're using the same kind of playbook that we use in Portsmouth. We're about to start using that same playbook in Hungary. Uber just suspended their services in Hungary, so this entire country now does not have, you know, Uber at all, and there's a lot of demand there for us to come there, so we're going to be launching that in the next week. And, you know, this is a good experiment getting into an entire country in Europe, and then that will help to inform our global launch end of August, where hopefully we see these same dynamics apply all over the world.
What happened in Hungary that drove Uber out?
There's apparently some new, like, right-wing government that decided to clamp down
on
the
cars?
On Uber particularly, kind of, you know, taxi protectionism, similar.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
So what happens if a company is cited? you said maybe a $500 citation or something like that. If you don't pay, what do they do?
I am unsure.
Yeah,
we may find out.
Right, because I would hope you don't pay these goons, because that just encourages them. And then they know they can get money out of you, and they're going to keep coming. And you know, you said you won in Portsmouth, but there's a high cost to that win. You got arrested for a wiretapping charge.
Yeah.
Felony wiretapping, which I believe they did drop that to a misdemeanor.
They dropped it to a misdemeanor, and there's some stuff with it still pending, but it'll probably be thrown out very soon here.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, hopefully you'll keep us in the loop on that. It's just absolutely fascinating to watch this thing grow. And all of this without an app. I think that's one of the most remarkable things is...
Oh, Arcade City is magic when it comes to marketing. And as a guy whose job it is to some extent to, you know, garner press stories and all these things, you guys are... I don't know. I mean, was there a marketing genius just riding around in this Uber car? I don't know whether you're just wildly lucky or what. Christopher David?
We've gotten a lot of practice. I mean, starting with Portsmouth, and you guys certainly helped, you know, publicize their initial situation there in Portsmouth. And since then, it's just been we've been kind of drowning in inbound interest among media folks. I mean, just announcing that one trial run that we did on New Year's Eve in Portsmouth of, you know, pulling 10 Uber drivers and calling it Arcade City. I mean, that got picked up by AP and, you know, went out on the wire nationally. So since day one, there's just been so many people, like, attracted to the idea. It hasn't been hard to kind of find the angles that people are going to want to report on.
Well, if you're in the right place at the right time and you're willing to take risk, then you can get publicity for what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he's doing all of that with Arcade City. So the signups are open. The app is currently targeted toward the end of August, if I'm correct.
End of August is the release date, yep.
So, very exciting, and it's going to be available. Is it going to be a simultaneous release for iOS and Android?
Yes.
Okay. And so this is going to be a huge thing. So people can go and get signed up right now at arcade.freetalklive.com. Is there something else that we should have asked you about that that we didn't?
No, I don't think so. We're just excited to you know, take these kind of peer-to-peer dynamics and expand them around the world. And this is something where it's something where we have to kind of remove ourselves out of the way, but we're still going to be able to, like, apply the best practices that we've identified in Austin and elsewhere and put them into, like, toolkits and guides that people can learn and kind of start from, you know, stand on the shoulders of what people have been doing in Austin. But, I mean, I think come September, you're going to see Arcade City, these same things going on in literally all over the world. We're just excited for anyone who wants to join us to join and help.
Chris, as always, it's great having you on Free Talk Live. Thank you for coming on. It's arcade.freetalklive.com. We're here at D10E.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at D10E, the Decentralization Conference in San Francisco at the Marriott Marquis Hotel. As always, just a really intelligent bunch of folks here, all kinds of interesting people running lots of different businesses and working in the Bitcoin universe and larger, the idea of decentralizing things. So we just talked to Christopher David a moment ago, the CEO of Arcade City, which is decentralizing ride sharing. And there's sort of another ride-related company here, but not in the same space exactly as I understand it, Work Car. And we've got Brian Santos with us. Brian, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me on, Ian.
It's great to have you here. Now, this is my first introduction to Work Car, as it will be for our listeners. So what is Work Car?
Well, Work Car is essentially an on-demand car leasing service where our members do a flexible rent-to-own contract with our company. They can do a car lease with no credit check, no money down, and none of the traditional barriers that exist in the legacy financing economy. And they can return the car back at any time with no penalty. And if they choose to keep the car after roughly 3 years, they end up owning the asset.
So is it car rental in the short term, or is it car leasing sort of in the long term? You've used the term lease, but it sounds like you can return it any time.
It's a flexible lease. So it's a term that we've coined. Traditionally, leases.
There's usually nothing flexible about leases.
Right. So our lease is flexible in the sense that, number one, we don't do credit checks. Number two, we don't do mileage caps like traditional leases do, about 12,000 miles a year. And number three, they can obviously give the car back with a notice.
So is the car new?
Yes, we're getting brand new Fords. We have a special deal that we've crafted with Ford Motor Credit, and they're very excited about the opportunity to deploy thousands of cars across the world.
Now, that was going to be my question. Is this isn't just one city where you're experimenting with this? You're looking at rolling this out
themselves?
Where?
And
great question. So right now we have some cars in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They just actually legalized ride-sharing TNC services like Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
We have some cars in San Diego. But our current primary focus is here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
San Francisco. Yeah, I see the Uber cars everywhere here. It's a huge thing. So if somebody, they don't have their own car, they can then lease one from Work Car, in theory, and get out there and start giving rides to people.
Right. And part of the technology that we're building is the offering is the ability to give drivers the power to share this vehicle with other verified drivers on a network.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially maximizing the value of the asset so that it never sits. And
right, then it's wasting time
correct.
And money.
As a host driver, you can essentially get paid to park a car, keep it clean, and make sure that it's always accessible to drivers on the network, and pay off your car after a couple of years based off of other people's driving.
So how does that work? So the host driver is the person who holds the lease, or are the other people sort of co-lease?
It's a great question.
Agents?
The host driver owns the master rent-to-own contract. So it's legally and technically their car.
Mm-hmm.
Guest drivers are on a whole nother set of rules. They do never own the car. They pay slightly more, but they get the convenience factor of going in, picking up the car whenever they want, and dropping it off, not having
right.
to worry about parking or all the other stuff. Host drivers get a host of benefits. They get, obviously, unlimited maintenance on every car. So if the car breaks down, tires, brakes, you name it, we go in and fix the car at no cost.
That's cool.
And they get incentives like gas discounts. And, of course, they get money back for sharing their vehicle. So if they share it enough, then they get paid sometimes up until that week's payment. So it
what
clears
about
payments.
Dings, dents, cigarette burns, the sort of things that happen when people borrow cars.
Right. So these are things that we are obviously looking into. What we've noticed is because we have drivers that use these cars for work, they tend to keep them much cleaner than, you know, your typical renter who's going to Enterprise for a weekend in Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
It is essentially a car that a lot of people that we have on our network respect because it brings food to the table and it enables them to build a business.
What does, you're saying that, you know, people can rent to go to work and that sort of thing, but is it cost prohibitive to sort of rent it to go to work and then park? I mean, or, you know, they're renting the car and then parking it somewhere. Does that make sense? I mean,
so right now we are comparable to or better than what you would get out in the market in terms of a loan. It's not a loan. It's a rent-to-own agreement.
Yeah.
Even if you were to keep your car sitting half the time, it's well within a reasonable cost. Some of our drivers actually think that we're too cheap. But we want to grow the network, and we want to give a good service. That's a goodwill service, most importantly. And we don't feel like we need to gouge people to get there.
Do your drivers deliver the car to people that will need to go to work, or do they just park it in a place and then people come and get it?
That's a great question. So host drivers are essentially going to park their cars wherever they normally park their car. And people are going to be hooking up to an application that can control the vehicle through GPS and through LTE. We have an exclusive partnership with Verizon, and Verizon actually just got our first installation done last week on our 2016 Ford Fusion. And each car is addressable. And this kind of goes into the blockchain component of the whole story. Every single user on the network is going to be verified by blockchain identity. And, drivers are going to have a score-based system.
Hmm.
And eventually all these ideas, Arcade City, Lazoos, and obviously WorkCar, they're going to merge because it's an interesting and robust economy that really can't be contained. And we see Uber as being more of a stale and arcane business model.
So how long is it? You guys are doing this. This isn't going to launch. It's already happening in San Francisco.
Yes, we have over 14 cars now in our fleet.
Fantastic! It's very exciting. Workcar.com.
Yeah, I'm amazed. And how quickly this is going to roll out across the nation?
So we've been building credit for the last year, and we now have established a relationship with Ford that's going to allow us to expand nationwide. And
wow.
We want to deploy, obviously, Miami is a big a hub for us. Denver, Colorado. Houston, Texas is also another explosive area. Austin, with Uber and Lyft having their exodus there and them dumping over $9 million on some of the things that happened there. Obviously, Arcade City is getting some traction because of some of that recent news. So there's a lot of really low-hanging fruit locales that we can expand to very quickly. But for the next 6 to 12 months, we're focused on the Bay Area almost exclusively with a couple of other markets where we're doing some pilots.
So what kind of Fords are we talking about here? All of them or just Focuses? Or?
Excellent question. So we have gone through the broad list of vehicles that we could provide to our users. And we offered the best EPA rating per cost that we could provide to our drivers, and that's a Ford Fusion Hybrid.
Okay.
So the Ford Fusion Hybrid, to cut it short, gives our drivers the best bang for their buck.
Yeah.
And we're also offering a Lincoln MKZ hybrid for the Select.
Yep.
And Select, or some jurisdictions called Lux, is basically the premier brand. And some of our drivers right now on our network are driving BMWs.
Yeah.
They're driving Lincoln MKZs, 2017s. Obviously, the ones that qualify and build up to that level of trust, we give them the rent-to-own contract for that vehicle.
Yeah, I think that Lincoln is a brand that currently isn't getting all the credit it deserves from the product it puts out. Did you
Absolutely.
Say BMWs?
Yeah, we actually did some experimentation with BMWs early on for the Select
portion.
Not
part of Ford Motor, though.
No, that is not part of Ford Motor. So we went through an evolutionary process, and we nailed down Ford as our key partner.
Okay. Well, it's not like there's a much bigger auto manufacturer out
Correct.
There. Where can people go find out more?
They can go to workcar.com and do an application with us, and within 72 hours, if they qualify, they will be driving in a car.
So W-O-R-K, workcar.com.
Correct.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live, Brian.
Thank you, Ian.
Much
I appreciate it.
Yep, we're here at D10E, the Decentralization Conference. We're about to get lunch, I think, Mark. We haven't even had any breakfast yet at all.
No one cares if the help gets to eat, Ian.
We've been in here interviewing people throughout the morning, and so we're going to continue with all kinds of interesting folks here from D10E. It was also big thanks to Christopher David from Arcade City for basically putting us up here. He brought us, sponsored us to be here at D10E, and I'm glad we're here. It's always good to be at these conferences and to meet, you know, the movers and the shakers in the, not just the Bitcoin sphere here, but decentralization as just a concept. It's being embraced, and that's very exciting.
And special thanks to Kevin, our amplifier, for putting us up last night.
Yeah, we could talk about that maybe in the next hour, how we ended up sleeping together. Not with Kevin, but we'll talk about that. It's Free Talk Live. We are live from, well, we're recording live from D10E. If we were to be live tonight, everybody would probably be at a party,
yeah,
and we wouldn't be able to talk to them. So it's better when we can actually talk to people. More coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.